You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Passage is Isaiah 45, 5 to 8. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you have not acknowledged me, so that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, men may know there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. You heavens above, rain down righteousness. Let the clouds shower it down. Let the earth open wide. Let salvation spring up. Let righteousness grow with it. I, the Lord, have created it. We see in this passage really an expansive description of God's sovereignty, that at all times, in all places, the Lord is over all. He is the one who reveals through the creation of light. He's the one who brings brings goodness and abundance, as well as disaster and chastisement. The Lord is sovereign. It begins with this word of strengthening, that our strength is in the Lord. There is no other God except for the Lord, and from him comes our strength. Even when we fall short in our understanding of that, acknowledging that, being grateful for that, at all times and in all places, the Lord is sovereign. The last verse is this really kind of marvelous comparison of righteousness and water, the kind of cycle of water. And it starts with the fact that God creates all natural things, and all virtue and all goodness also comes from the Lord. So you have the heavens raining down righteousness, showering it down, the earth opening wide, and then salvation springing up, righteousness growing from the ground, coming from above and springing up from the ground. And in the natural world, this is like a forest. In fact, large forest, a rainforest creates its own weather system, that the water comes from heaven, and but the water then also is drawn up through the roots and brought into the leaves and branches and trunks of all the vegetation, and exchanged with the air, and that this movement down and up is displayed in the natural system. It's sort of this combination of both the elemental forces of wind and evaporation and life force, the movement within an organism. And so one of the things that I think we can see in this passage is the Lord's sovereignty. He chooses to use all things. He chooses to use the fundamental forces of creation, which he designed to move the world in the path he desires. But he also chooses to use the trees in the cycle of water and the plants. And he chooses to use us. He chooses to use us who are created in his image and given his life force to take up the righteousness that comes first of all from heaven, but then to bring it forth and let it spring out and make an impact on the world and in those around us. It's a beautiful kind of image and cycle of holiness that the Lord is drawing our attention to through the prophet Isaiah. And it's a great kind of image for us to take on during the season to grow in holiness and righteousness. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.